Test 78, Section 3, Question 6. We're looking for the principle, if valid, that would justify the reasoning. And remember, that's principle strengthening. And so you're looking for an if-then, where the evidence matches the if, and the conclusion is going to match the then. And it says, the decision that one makes can profoundly affect one's life years later. So the decision you make affects your life years later. So one should not regret the missed opportunities of youth. Okay, so you shouldn't regret missed opportunities. For had one decided instead to seize one of those these opportunities, one would not have had some of the close personal relationships one currently has. So you wouldn't have the relationships one has. And everyone deeply cherishes their close personal relationships. Everybody cherishes their close personal relationships. Now, the conclusion is, don't regret missed opportunities. Because if you'd done that differently, you'd lose out on some things that you value or that you cherish. So we need something that's going to say, if doing something would have led to losing, not having something that you cherish, then you shouldn't regret that thing. So, one should not regret making a decision unless a different decision would have resulted in one having a greater number of close personal relationships. The thing here is the passage didn't talk anything about the number. It's just saying you wouldn't have some of the close personal relationships. B, one should not regret making a decision if it helped bring about something that one cherishes. Well, yeah, that seems pretty good, because the decisions that we made to forego some of those earlier things did become part of what helped lead to bring about something that one cherishes, those close personal relationships. So B is pretty good. C, one should not regret making a decision that had little effect on one's life. Well, we don't really have any evidence about something that has little effect on life. D, people who regret the missed opportunities of youth should cherish their close personal relationships more deeply. This passage is not about whether you should cherish things. It's whether or not you should regret those decisions. People with few close personal relationships should cherish the ones they have. It's not about what you should cherish. It's whether or not you should regret. And therefore, answer choice B is definitely our best one.